good. I'm great. Great. Coaching a little football. It makes it fun. So how's everybody doing? Thank you for coming. And obviously, we've started an off-season program. And I'm really excited about our participation. Really excited about what we're doing in the weight room, what we're doing in the classroom. I think we all understand that we have a lot of work to do. And I think our players understand the expectation each and every day, and I think they're working extremely hard to meet that expectation. But again, we're just going to put our head down because we do understand to be the type of team we want to be, there's a lot of work ahead. So, and I think we all get that. It's been reinforced from our staff to our players and from our players to our staff. It's kind of gone both ways, which has been really good. So we're looking forward to the challenge, but we just got so much to do. But at the same time, we have a lot of time to do it in. So we'll get that accomplished.
What can you tell us about your thoughts on, obviously Josh McCown came in here asking questions about what his future is with the team. What can you tell us about?
I couldn't hear the beginning of that.
Oh, I was just saying, what could you tell us about Josh McCown's future with the team here, especially after bringing
Josh McCown is a tremendous football player. You don't play in this league for 15 years and not having been very good at what you do. And he provides us with a really good quarterback, obviously veteran presence. And I'm just excited to work with him. As far as what's going to happen in the future, I'm not concerned about that. And I haven't talked to Josh. He isn't either. What we're worried about is getting better each and every day when we walk in this building. And that goes for our coaches to our players. When we get out of our cars, we got one thing on our mind, and that's to get better.
Have a lot of design running plays built in the system for Robert?
I don't think in our system it's not just about Robert. Our system is about our offensive players, and I think we're flexible enough to handle who's ever playing for us, not just at quarterback, but at running back, at receiver, at tight end, everywhere. And that's the flexibility I think you have to have as an offensive football team in a National Football League, because the defenses are just too good. So we'll be able, you know, I've said from day one we want to be very dynamic on offense, and I think we'll be that, you know, as we continue to move forward.
He feels very blessed to have been given this second chance. Robert said he feels very blessed about having been given this second chance. What did he do that convinced you he was worthy of this second chance?
Well, first of all, it wasn't just me, you know, that he convinced. And obviously, I had a role in it. But Sashi and Paul DePodesta and Andrew Perry and Pep Hamilton and myself, we all spent a lot of time with Robert. And it was the right decision for us. I mean, obviously, he was looking for an opportunity. And I think the conversations that we had with him, the opportunity to sit and talk about football with him, the opportunity to sit and talk about his past and what was good and what could we fix. Those were the things that I felt very strongly about. And I think he showed me that he's grown, that he's learned. He understands that sometimes we all play roles when things don't go well. It's not just one side or the other, that he had a hand in that as well. And that he wanted to move beyond that and grow and become better. And obviously that's what he's doing.
Did anything happen with Joe Hayden between that Arizona game? Obviously you weren't here, but and it seems odd that it would take 5 months.
Let me tell you about Joe Hayden. All I know is this guy's working his tail off right now. Joe was probably a little disappointed when it came out that it was going to be a little while before he makes it back. And I'm not going to put a timetable on how it happened, when it happened, or exactly when he'll get back. I just know this. He's in this building every day working extremely hard and wanting to be back out there with his teammates and doing exactly what they're doing. There's not a guy in the building that's working as hard as he is. Trust me when I tell you that.
Do you know what happened?
Do I know what happened? No, I don't. Like you said, I wasn't here. So, I mean, I know what's going on now. Obviously, it's an ankle. And we're working through that. But when Joe Hayden is back, he's going to be back playing the way he's always played. He's one of the best corners in the league.
When you look at the film,
the timing of Dante Whitner's release, you know, like some of the other guys released earlier than him, is obviously this bothered him being released.
Well, obviously, you know, it's been kind of said that I know it was a hard situation, but I think we all know in the National Football League, decisions are made when it's time to make those decisions. And it's unfortunate that it happened when it did. But at the same time, I think you guys know there's never any perfect timing to make those choices except for when you make them. And you guys have seen guys that's going to be let go right before the draft, right after the draft, and there's be some in training camp. So I get it. I mean, I know it's unfortunate it happened that way, but I think we all recognize and know that those things do happen. We made the decision when it was time for us to make the decision. I mean, and obviously that decision wasn't made before, because if it was, we would have made that decision earlier. So I get it, and I know the feeling in that situation, but trust me, we went through this 1,000 times to get to that conclusion. So it wasn't like it was just a knee-jerk reaction.
Coach, you said that you didn't talk to Jay Gruden about Robert, and you guys were, you know, on Marvin's staff together, mm-hmm. and you didn't talk to Mike Shanahan either. Can you?
That didn't mean I didn't call.
No, well,
it just,
no, I hear you, but
there
I'm
you
saying.
Go. It doesn't mean that I mean, everybody, I've heard that said. And I think what was important, there's other people that are around Jay that I do know. There's other people that I know that have worked for Mike. You know, so if I can't get in contact with you right away, I think we all can recognize in this room that I am pretty busy, you know, and doing a lot of different things. And so I think what's important is I felt very comfortable with the people that I did talk to when I was able to talk to them and find out exactly what I need to find out for me to feel very comfortable with Robert. And I feel more than comfortable with Robert.
So, Coach, can you understand why from the outside – It would look strange if you didn't talk to either one of us.
But I don't think that's strange. You know, I mean, you might look at it as strange, and I get that. But I don't think that's strange when maybe if you do attempt to and you can't get people. You know, if I don't talk to someone directly, then I have to move on because my day is really filled. And if I can talk to people that I really trust as well as those men, and those men are great football men. But there's other people that I have maybe been around a little more that I can speak to, who will really tell me exactly what I needed to know. Not that Jay or Mike wouldn't, but again, and they are. They're fine coaches, and they've done great in their careers, and Jay still is. But trust me, I got enough information that I needed to feel very comfortable with the decision that was made here.
When you looked at RG3's workout, and also thinking too, you said some significant injuries. Could you tell he's healthy? What could you tell from watching him?
Oh, he's healthy. There's no question about that. He's very healthy.
Is there what? I mean, because I've had two ACLs in the same knee, and he is a mobile guy.
Mm-hmm.
So, in terms of coming back, what made you convinced? I guess what convinced you that he's healthy?
Well, I think you know you go through all the right protocols. I mean, obviously he had to take a physical, and then he was able to work out for us and did any and everything that we asked him to do, and he looked extremely well doing it. So. After the doctor says that he's healthy and watching him work out. And I think he's extremely healthy. And he's been, obviously, in our off-season program, there's been no issues whatsoever.
Can he succeed as a pocket passer, or do you have to run read option with him?
I don't think you have to do anything. I think what you have to do is let the young man play. I don't think it's about read option or can he succeed in the pocket. We're going to build our quarterbacks from the ground up. You know, and we have a long ways to go, and we'll find out what's best for Robert and the rest of our football team as we move forward. I think it's a little early. You know, obviously we haven't had a chance to go out on the field and do anything, but that's coming. And when it does, we'll have a better idea of what's best for him and what's best for our football team.
When you watch film of him from Washington, what does he have to do better or differently to get back to that Pro Bowl form of his rookie year?
Well, I think what's important, I don't really think in terms of what does he need to do about 2012 because it's 2016. I think what he needs to do is play quarterback the way the Cleveland Browns want him to play quarterback and the way I have a vision for that position playing. And again, we put this young man on our football team to compete and to give him an opportunity. We have some other young quarterbacks here, and we're going to coach all these guys the same and hopefully get them to be able to play the way we think they can play. I think they all have different strengths, you know, obviously, because they're different. They're different people. But at the same time, we create an environment for our quarterback to be as good as he can be, and that's what we're going to do for all of them.
You get more time with him on the field, obviously, as you move forward, but is there anything that you can say as far as how you assess how Robert is seeing the field or reading defenses or deciphering or, you know, where his skill set is right now, even – as you still need to move forward?
Right. You know, Josina, I think it's really early, you know, because, again, I haven't had that opportunity to be on the field with him. You know, the CBA rules won't let you do a lot at this point. So we'll know more as we move forward. But I feel, again, you know, having spent time with him, watched football with him, I feel very comfortable with where he is there. I mean, we all have things to get better at, you know, every last one of our quarterbacks. Our team needs to get better collectively at every position. So it's not just the quarterback or just Robert. We all need to get better, and that's what the expectation is here.
Reinstates Josh Gordon. Do you want him on your team?
I think it'd be premature for me to even talk about that because he hasn't been reinstated.
The turnover that's taking place this offseason, how much of it, of the decision-making process between you and the front office, has to do with culture within the locker room? And, you know, coming in here this year, a team that's had a ton of head coaches in a short amount of time, how challenging is it for you to really establish that culture that you want to see amongst a group of players that have heard the speech that you gave to them on Monday about turning it around from, you know, four, five, six other guys?
Well, first of all, I don't know if you know exactly what I said on Monday, but I will say this. I think because you mentioned the players that have left here, you know, I think I've said it before, you know, these players get an opportunity to stay or go. It's not just our decision. It's got to work both ways, and it happens that way. But at the same time, we're not going to bury our heads in the sand. We're going to work. And it provides more opportunities for guys who are on this football team to step up and have opportunities to seize those positions. Now, only time will tell who those men are and what they'll be able to do, but we do know that there are some people here that have an opportunity to move forward in their careers and get better, just like the men before them. You know, as far as what's gone on with past head coaches, I can't speak to that. That wasn't my concern. You know, I feel very comfortable with the direction of our organization, you know, from top down. I'm talking about from Jimmy to D to Sashi to Paul with Andrew. We've been in lockstep with everything we've done. You know, and I know sometimes people don't get that because they see things happen and says, well, it must be different. There's no better group than I've ever been around than the guys that I'm working with each and every day. And I feel very blessed and fortunate to be in this situation. Regardless of what the outside people think, I think our football team understands where we are and what we need to do. And what we need to do is just put our head down and work. You know, and we'll let everybody else talk about all the other things that are going on. We're only interested in working and getting better.
What have you seen from Cam Irving in the 3 days you've been together? Because he had struggles last year.
Well, again, that was last year. I think he's excited about working, and I think he's committed to what he needs to do to continue to get better. I think he's working at it each and every day. I've been fairly impressed with all of our guys for 3 days, but it's just been 3 days, you know, and we have a long time to go. But I think the guys understand what the process is each and every day, and I think they're getting the idea of what it's going to take to get there.
What was so important about signing DeMario Davis?
He's a good football player.
I mean, is there more to it? I mean, do you look at him as a guy that can be one of your leaders?
Oh, there's no question. I think he can. I think he truly will be. I think he's playing the position that he plays, you know, kind of thrust that on you. But I think he's looking forward to it. He's a very talented football player. He's very athletic. And I think he kind of likes to mix it up a little bit. And not a little bit, but a lot. And I think he likes playing football. You know, so he's a guy that we've put on our football team that we think is going to help us as we continue to move forward.
To restore Robert's game is a project. It's
who?
A lot of work.
I'm sorry?
To restore Robert to his former game is a challenge. You're drafting a quarterback at some point. To acclimate him to the NFL is another project. You're in your first year with a new team.
Oh, I love it.
Installing a new offense. You're going to call plays. Why isn't this too much on your plate?
Well, yeah, I've been here before, not maybe to that degree, but I've seen this a little bit before in my career, you know, being in Oakland. Obviously, we didn't draft a quarterback, but I think at the same time, You know, everybody keeps saying what we're going to do. As I, and like you said, at some point in time, I know what you're trying to get at. But we will at some point. You know, hopefully we will add. I love adding other arms on the team, but I don't know how that's going to all unfold. We're going to do what we think is best for our football team as we continue to move forward. But when I look at it from my standpoint, I'm surrounded with, as I said before, I think one of the best staffs in football. I'm truly blessed to have the men that I have on my staff. So I'm not doing this alone. This is not the Hugh Jackson show. This is the Cleveland Browns show. And I have some very capable guys in Pep Hamilton and Al Saunders and Greg Seaman and Kirby Wilson who are there to pick up any piece that I may drop. Trust me when I tell you that.
Now that you have Robert in the building, do you think his presence here at all will influence you guys one way or another, whether you'll take a quarterback early?
You know, I think that's a question for Sashi. But at the same time, I don't think, you know, that had anything to do with the draft. I think the draft is going to play out, you know, for us the way it will. I'm all about adding good football players to our team at any way possible. I mean, I think everybody is. If there's an opportunity to make our team better, then that's what we need to do all the time. And I think the players truly understand that too. You know, at the end of the day, this is about being as good as you can be. This is not about feelings. This is not about relationships. This is about winning football games. And I think we all understand that.
How much more has your methodology grown after being under Lewis, under Gunther, you know, as a play caller, and how you translate the things that you know to the quarterback? Obviously, we saw the way in which Andy Dalton developed and had the benefit of what you also learned and how you grew as a coach. Can you describe that and how maybe you'll translate that to Robert as well?
Well, I've worked under some tremendous people. As you mentioned, you know, I can go all the way back to Marty Schottenheimer, who was here when it was really good, you know, to Marvin Lewis, who was a close personal friend, to John Harbaugh, you know, who gave me a chance to coach and help draft his quarterback. So, I mean, you learn a little bit everywhere you go, and you take the good, and you try to learn from the things that you can do a little bit better. I can still go back to Al Davis, who was one of my greatest mentors, who always talked about just win. And at the end of the day, that's what this business is all about. And so what I try to do is take the things that were really good from the people I've been around and try to instill them, you know, in the people who are around me, because those people have had great success, you know, as they've gone through their career. So it's been great. And again, at the end of the day, I'm not trying to be any of those guys. I'm me. And our football team will be the Cleveland Browns and nobody else's football team.
Three more.
What makes you confident? I mean, not a lot of people seem to be clamoring for RG3 at this point. And obviously, Jay, I mean, he was promoted to third team there. What makes you confident that you can kind of revive his career?
Well, I mean, again, I don't think it's just about me reviving his career. I think at the end of the day, RG3 is going to do the work. You know, my job is to create the environment for him to do the work and do everything I can to help and assist him be the best he can be. And you have to have a player that's willing to accept that. And he has from day one. He's done everything we've asked him to do. And the young man comes early and stay late. But again, I'm about people and creating environments for guys to get better. And like I said before, it's not just him. I think collectively as a football team at every position, we need to get better. And so, again, we're just going to keep putting our heads down and keep working.
You at the owners' meetings, you said you wanted to kind of give Terrell Pryor a position to focus on before you guys started your off-season program. So what did you decide on that?
Again, I still think until we can get on the grass, it's still a little early. Yeah, it's still a little early. But I think, again, he's a talented individual. He can do a lot of different things, and we'll find a way to showcase his talent and ability, you know. And obviously we all know he's very gifted in a lot of different areas, so we'll see what we can put together to give him a chance to have success.
You've said many times that you really like a quarterback to have a little bark to him.
Mm-hmm.
You said that about Andy. In 3 days, Robert walking around this building, does he still have that swagger to him?
Oh, he's not afraid. That's for sure. And neither is Josh. Neither is Connor, neither is Austin. And that's what you want to see. I mean, this is pro football. And you can't shy away or run from the things that maybe there's been fear before. I think at the end of the day, this is business is about doing it and getting it done. You know, we kind of talk in our room about getting the job done. And getting the job done at that position is winning, you know, and I think you have to have some inner confidence. Obviously, you got to keep your ego in check. I think we all do. But at the same time, I do want a man that has a little swagger to him, because that guy's got to be your leader. And it's not just RG3. It's also Josh. It's Austin. And it's Connor. And I think all those guys within their own way have that edge to them. And I think that's really important.
You discussed a couple times during this press conference. I think a lot of people look at the losses in free agency and the state of the team, and maybe don't expect a lot of wins next season. Mm-hmm. What's your response to that?
I don't get caught up in what everybody else thinks. I can only worry about what this organization thinks and what our players think. And we know we have a job to do, and like I said, we're just going to keep working at it each and every day. And our job is to win. You know, we're not going to just show up and roll the ball out and say you can have it. We got a lot of work to do, but I think this team, if they keep working and keep pushing, have a chance to do something that people maybe think they can't. But we'll see. It's way too early to talk about those things, but I've said it from the day I set up here before. I expect to win, okay? Let's just please, I expect to win. I think our players expect to win, and we understand in order for that to happen, we have to work to win, and that's all we're about right now. We're not about anything else other than that.
After Robert was signed, the reports were that definitely meant that Josh was out. So I'm just asking you, is it possible? Is there a scenario?
Joe Cena, he's on our football team. I mean, I think you guys have talked to him today. I think Josh is excited and happy to be here. And so what we're talking about is in the future. I don't know about all that. I do know this, that tomorrow he's going to be in this building. We're going to get ready, and we're going to have another good day. And I think that's the most important thing going right now. Thank you very much.